From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group, but the spokesman says that is out of the question. Senior United Nations officials acknowledge that efforts to resume deadlocked Syrian peace talks and gain humanitarian access to besieged areas remain unsuccessful as fighting continues to escalate with no let-up in sight. Lisa Schlein has more.
High-level U.S. and Russian military, security, and diplomatic experts are meeting in Geneva to try to finalize a cessation of hostilities agreement, which would make it possible for UN-mediated intra-Syrian peace talks to go ahead. This is a follow-up to last week's day-long meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, aimed at sealing a deal. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville Thursday after a night of violence. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The Treasury Department made the announcement today. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. Trump declared in a speech late Wednesday in Arizona that he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country. He renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and to make Mexico pay for it. Trump wrote on his Twitter account Thursday that there would be no amnesty for illegals leading to citizenship. Democrat Hillary Clinton wants to continue current U.S. policy to deport illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, but Clinton wants to retain executive orders signed by President Barack Obama, offering deferred enforcement to certain categories of illegals with no criminal record. Clinton has called for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies, similar to legislation that has stalled in Congress. The U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Romanian hacker named Guccifer, nicknamed Guccifer, to 52 months in prison. Marcel Lahel Lazar was convicted of hacking into the email accounts of about 100 Americans in a case that exposed the private account used by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida on Thursday. NASA says SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and the satellite on board were destroyed. Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov missed the country's Independence Day celebrations Thursday, remaining hospitalized since suffering a stroke. A state TV anchor read Karimov's speech for the 25th anniversary of the nation's independence. The sudden stroke and hospitalization of Uzbekistan's only president since independence has formed a cloud of uncertainty over the country. An earthquake has struck off the coast of New Zealand. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Tim Cook, Apple's chief executive, called a recent tax bill handed to the company by the European Union, quoting now, total political crap, and says a bias against the United States led to the decision. In an interview with the Irish Independent Thursday, Cook vowed to stand with Ireland to fight the ruling. Pakistan says it has reopened the busy Chaman border crossing with Afghanistan for routine traffic. A Pakistani army spokesman says the action was taken after Afghanistan apologized for the burning of the Pakistani flag by angry Afghan protesters. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.